This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
I'm Jared Freed. What's going on, Jordana?
Since I saw you last, not a ton.
Just some
excited U Up outlines and exciting
it's relationship so shit good to talk be about. Here. We love doing this podcast, and really, we're really pumped that you guys are enjoying it as much as we like putting it out there. The listenership keeps growing in a way that I can't even understand. I meet people every night that are at shows, and I see it on Instagram. We get your DMs. It is really unbelievable. But you got to keep spreading the word. Keep telling friends. Keep telling coworkers. This is summertime. Summertime blues.
Yeah.
Some of you are in an internship that you fucking hate. Well, people got dead time. People need us. Get them listening. Let them know.
Make your
Instagram story. Road trips.
Yeah.
Beach.
Got a friend who just can't. He's got his dating problem.
I've had married people get in touch with me being like, hey, I just love listening.
This girl said to her mom's big fan.
Yeah, her mom's like 800-year-old people are listening to this show. Nothing. So it's for anyone that just likes to laugh and wants to talk about it. I know I got a couple announcements. This is out after
our live show, which obviously went amazing.
And we just want to thank people who came, and we're going to do it again. We're going to have more. The energy was crazy. I know it. We haven't even had it yet, but I know it's going to be great.
Feel it.
We're super pumped about that. I just want to make a quick announcement. I'm going to be in Philly this week at the Punchline, the 27th and the 29th in the Philly Punchline. Come out, get your tickets. I'll be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. You ready?
I'm ready. All right. We got our very first email, which is about a topic that I find I've encountered before. It's about guys who get too relationshipy too fast. They just like dive right into that.
Okay. What's been your experience with it?
I think it's like guys who just get like, they're kind of like, it kind of feels like they're bullshitting you, but they're like sort of talking about you in like relationshipy terms, or talking about stuff you're going to do together, or talking about meeting your parents on like your second date, or like cuddling or all this other, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Very early. Maybe not the cuddling stuff, because that seems like kind of normal, but
well, that's the thing. This is something I've been guilty of. Mm-hmm. Like I'll admit it. Like I'm here in the no judgment zone.
Are you like bullshitting people?
I don't think I'm bullshitting people. I think in that moment, you know, there's bullshitting in there. I think this is a slippery, this is like a tight wire.
You know, guys who are like, oh, like we're going to go, yeah, like we'll go see that show, or like we got to go do that thing.
We got to go see Jared at the Punchline in Philly, the 27th, exactly. The 29th. You know, like all these things. No,
we'll make a road trip of it.
I've been accused of this.
Okay.
And I felt awful about this because you'll get along in a relationship, and then you, in the rearview mirror, you'll be like, oh, I did kind of like sound like I was more of something than I was. Or looking for something more. But I do think this is, both sides are guilty.
It's like a relationship tease.
Yeah, and we know, guys know that there's girls out there that are attracted to the idea of a relationship.
It's the male thirst trap, if you will.
It's to say, well, there's versions of this. Is this guy saying, hey, we should do a trip in like a year? Like, that type of stuff is more bullshit than cuddling to me. Like,
most guys don't say the time of it. They're just like, oh, yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, I've done that, but I don't do that anymore.
Right.
That
movie's coming out in a couple months. We should definitely see it. Like,
but that's so me. Like, well, sometimes it's the girl being like, would you ever see that movie with me next month?
Right. Well, that's different.
And you're like, well, I'm saying this is where the tight wire act comes in, because guys get blamed for this, and I've been blamed for being like, how could you be so relationship with me?
Right.
When you didn't want that to be the future. And it's like, Well, you know, I do think that some of these things are acting in the present and being like, hey, I'm enjoying my day with you right now. Maybe we're acting like boyfriend and girlfriend, but we're 2 weeks in and this is just a really nice day to have together. Mm-hmm. I know I'm defending people that some women who are now out of these relationships are mad at. But I'm just trying to give you peace of mind from that side. Like, you know, guys want when the same things as girls.
When they say it,
they want it, right? Or like in that moment, like if I'm at brunch, like one time someone was like, you went to brunch with me. And I'm like, okay, I want to go eat and I was enjoying my time with you.
Right. You didn't just leave immediately after sex. Like,
yeah, like I'm going to walk out, put money on the counter, be like, fuck you, bitch. And then get the fuck out. Like,
I mean, dating,
what's the in between?
Dating
is
like all about, for both guys and girls, all about just constantly reading signs and reading signals. Because people really rarely say like exactly what they mean or exactly what they're looking for, exactly what they're interested in. So it's really just like all about reading signs. So if you're giving a girl like many signs, even if, then I could see how she would think that something is more than what you would.
Well, let's read this email that this person sent in, because this is on the topic.
Right. On that same topic, though, I think that even before like we get into that, I've always said this. I think it's important to not listen to anything that men say and only look at what they do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the biggest, we have to judge time more than anything. Right. The things that none of us want to lose is time. So if, just remember, a text takes half a second to send and you can send it to 10 people at once.
Right.
Coming and spending time with you is takes time, but an effort. But again, going back on that, like if I spend time with someone, does that mean I want to be with them for a year? Like, does that mean I have to be in it?
I don't know. How much time are you spending with them?
Let's say we spend a Saturday together.
Okay. And what if you spend like 5 nights a week together?
It's safe to assume that this is a more committed relationship.
It's a sliding scale.
Let's read the email.
Okay.
Jared and Jordana, what is your perspective on guys that act with relationshipy behavior from the get-go? I mean, it's better than them acting like a total fucking douchebag, obviously. But behavior that includes holding hands, forehead kisses, cuddling on a first date, is it too much? Is it a bad sign? I always feel myself getting kind of weirded out, and I've encountered this multiple times. Wondering if this is because they think that's what the girl would like. Would love your perspective on this.
Can this end positively?
Or is it inevitably bound to fail after that? Am I normal to feel slightly turned off when this happens? Love the podcast. Thanks for doing the Lord's work every week and giving the best brutally honest advice. What do we think?
I have this theory, we're not really necessarily even my theory, but I've heard it and I agree with it. It's like fast in, fast out. So like the quicker someone is doing that shit, like the quicker this is going to fizzle. Like I think a healthy relationship has like a normal pace where it's like people are getting as intimate as like the amount of time that they've spent together and the amount they have invested in each other like permits. That's like a healthy, normal moving relationship. Super fast in. Obviously there are exceptions. There are people who like, you know, like get very fast, very quick and are together forever. Sure. I'm sure your grandparents were, you know, engaged 10 days and then they got married. It's perfect. Happy.
Everyone listens to that story and doesn't listen to the normal story. That's like, yeah, we went out on a few dates, we fucked, and then that was it.
Exactly. That's most of the time. It's not like, oh, your grandpa like met your grandma and then they were engaged 2 weeks later and they're still together and happy ever since. Like I don't think that's the norm. I'm usually alarmed at like someone who shows very relationshipy stuff like very quickly.
I think there's two versions of this. Like, also you have to take things within the context of how they're happening. She writes that they're cuddling. Did you just fuck?
Right.
You know, I want to know.
In that case, like that's an intimate thing. Also,
I've been with girls where we've had sex and then I'll like, you know, cuddle with them and they'll be like, and you cuddled me after sex. And it's like, hold on.
That's a normal human thing.
And these are things, what someone is doing with you is it's never selfless. Everyone is doing things to make themselves feel good too. So if they say things to you where, you know, the kiss on the forehead, they're doing that because they want to watch you receive that in a good way and feel good about themselves for having done it.
Well, the kiss on the forehead is like a weird thing.
A little serial killer-y to me.
At all points.
I don't know. I think we have to judge these in the context of how they're happening. I've been with girls who are like, whoa, cuddle, man. We don't even know each other. It's like, yeah, but my penis was just inside of you.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want... These signs don't seem that bad. Holding hands, like, if you're gonna...
That's not a contract signature.
If you're gonna let someone, like, make out with you, I don't really think holding hands is, like, such a, like... terribly relationshipy move.
This goes back to that Dobler Dahmer thing.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you're weirded out by a whole handhold on a first date,
you don't like the guy.
Yeah. You're just not into him. But the fast in, fast out thing, I do think there has to be some semblance of like maturity with when you hang out, how you hang out, because you can shoot, you know, too much too soon.
Right.
You can get tired of this whole thing. And also, we're talking more than our parents ever spoke in a year in the first month.
Right. They would only see each other on their like dates.
On their dates. And then like even our parents, like my parents growing up, like my dad would go to work and they didn't talk until the end of the day. Like one phone call. Like prison. You know, like it wasn't like they were texting all day being like, well, how's the day going? What's going on with that? Like, we're talking with people so much that you're like, we're not even letting these things breathe.
Right. That's why like... I don't know. I'm not really into the small talk. I mean, in a relationship outs. I mean, like it's necessary in like the flirtatious dating thing, but it would be great, I think, if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Because like no one really gives a shit about, I guess it's a good way to get to know someone's personality in the beginning.
Yeah. I also think that there's like a different version of this. Like if I slept at a girl's place and then I stayed and we went out for breakfast, to me, that's like, that means nothing more than like
I was hungry and I like this person.
You
didn't hate them.
Right? And I'm like, not hate, but she didn't disgust me. No, I just was having a good time.
Right.
That doesn't mean that probably means I'd want to go out again. That doesn't mean I want to go out for a month. That doesn't mean I want to go out 3 months. It doesn't mean anything beyond that. But there is this version of guy that I hear a lot of women talk about where they're saying very lovey-dovey things over text.
Right.
Well, you're so beautiful. You're the best. I can't believe I met someone like you. That stuff to me is a guy who has no game and his only game is saying things he's heard women like before.
Right. I think you said that before. I think that makes sense. And to me, that's like, I mean, my bullshit detector is like pretty high, I think.
Sure.
And for me, it's like the person who's saying that to me, I don't like... You don't even know me.
Yeah.
So like that can't be true.
Sure.
See what I mean? Like these feel like you say like you're so into me or whatever. You don't even know me yet. Like I'm way more like I'm like crazy. Once you find out what a lunatic I am. I'm a fucking asshole.
You don't know anything. But I think that guy's more worrisome in this day and age where you're having the guy who's like glowing over text, but you never see him, is more worrisome to me than the guy who you went on a day with, now he wants to hang out this weekend and he's enjoying your company and being normal.
Right. That's fine.
That's nice. Yes, those are nice things. Like you went on a date that weekend. He says, what are you doing this weekend? You end up fucking. And he goes, yeah, you know, maybe we'll do a date next week and it doesn't happen. Like that's not someone leading you on. That's someone to me that's living in that moment and having a good time with you.
Right. They're not thinking about like the future, which I think guys are much less. Girls, like I said, the emotional masturbation they're thinking about, like as soon as you do that, they get into like thinking about what your future would look like together.
Where could this
go? Where are you going to be next year? And are you going to come to my cousin's wedding next month?
Yeah.
Like it's just like a very different thought. I don't think guys realize that we're thinking so, or if they do, they're using it to their advantage.
We're using it to our advantage. Right. We are saying, yeah, that wedding sounds cool. Let's go get hammered now. You know, like I think a lot of people want to be agreeable too. Like a lot of people want to say like, nobody wants to fucking rock the boat. Like if you're like, if we're sitting there,
if you can tell that that's what someone wants, if someone wants to hear something, you're going to just say it to them. Is that what you're saying?
To an extent, not like, hey, well, what do you think our engagement party would be like? And I'd be like, bitch, we just got here today. Like I just touched a nipple. I'm not even thinking. But if you're going to say, if we had just hooked up and I woke up in your bed the next morning, you're like, hey, I got this thing next week. On Thursday, would you maybe want to come? And I would go, yeah, let me look at my schedule and let me figure that out. That sounds fun.
Right.
No matter what,
Even if you had no desire to come.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I could get drunk and I'll be hungover Thursday. Be like, ugh, I don't want to go on this fucking thing.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You just kind of got to look at the things that people are physically doing, because that is, like, it's so easy to text or to like write anything or to say something. It's like words are just very easy. Like they're just very easy to say.
Yeah.
And like to, even if you don't even mean them. So really, I think that what you should look at is like the effort and enthusiasm that people are putting into things.
Also, dates are one day contracts. Okay. Yeah. They're not, every date is its own one day contract.
Until you decide that you're in a more committed version of that. Sure. Obviously.
Now we're going to sign up for a month. Like, we have to think of it more that
way. Your parents aren't living date to date.
No, they're on a bigger contract.
Yeah.
But you're in a one day trial contract. And maybe it goes well and you say, hey, I want to do another one day contract with that person. And now I want to do a week contract. I want to do a 2 week contract. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, to judge one date for, oh, he held my hand, so this means he really wants a relationship, you're going to only set yourself up for failure.
Right.
You know, with the expectations. Your expectation is, I always think when I go on a date, did I have a good time? Did I feel good about myself when I was with this person? Do I want to go out again? And I think if more people thought that way, they'd be more happy.
Yeah, I think for women, it's a lot of the time, it's nice to think of, instead of like, how do I interpret this guy's post-date like actions? It's more like, how does this guy like act post-date? Mm. Is that someone I want to date? Someone who is like acting this way? Someone who didn't text me for 3 days after the date?
And a lot of women, we see it from these emails.
Didn't ask me out right away.
A lot of women we see from these emails, they reverse it. They go, well, why hasn't he text me?
Right.
Well,
why do you want to date someone who doesn't text you?
If that's what you want, if that's important to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like just thinking, like, switching like the way that you think about, like making it about like your standards for being treated rather than the other.
Let's do some more emails. Let's do our weird sexual encounter of the week.
Weird sexual encounter of the week.
Is this the music? Hit the music. Okay.
There it is.
Okay. Let's do it. I love these. So we do every week. If you want to send yours in, UUP@betches.com, send in your weird sexual encounter of the week.
And your questions.
And we're going to go over. We're going to, for each one, we're going to say what we would have done. We're going to red flag or deal breaker it. And we're going to name the move.
We are. All right.
Let's do it.
Ready? Hi, friends. Me and this guy had been chatting off and on swiping app for months and finally met up. We met at a bar and it went well, so I invited him back to my place. He came over and we started making out and his breath was extremely bad. Ooh. I didn't think twice an hour earlier when he told me he had fajitas for dinner.
That's a bad imagery.
It's a bad start.
Can you imagine the fajita breath?
Does not sound great.
Sizzling bad.
I ended up having to flirtatiously ditch most kisses throughout the night. Anyway, that's another story.
How do you flirtatiously date avoid kisses?
Do the cheek swipe.
So you do the one kiss into the cheek.
Yeah.
You're just nuzzling like two birds.
That sounds unpleasant all around.
Sounds awful. Okay, imagine watching two people rubbing necks like a bird.
Or give this guy some gum or something.
Yeah.
At one point now at my place in bed, he was talking about how he will sometimes go to the bathroom to finish off if he doesn't during sex.
Hold on. How do you go from his breath smelled like fajitas to,
we're now on my bed.
Like, how did that happen?
Right. She wasn't deterred enough by the heat of breath, I guess. I gave him shit about it because I thought it was funny and weird. We laid there for a bit after ending the round of sex. He didn't finish yet. The next thing I know, he says he is going to the bathroom, gets up, and goes to the bathroom. It's quiet, so I can hear the bathroom 2 feet away from my bedroom. And then I hear noises and hear drops of fluid going into the toilet. I know it's not pee because it was a fast burst of something falling into the toilet. And fast. I could just tell that he finished himself off in my bathroom.
What is this? Sherlock cum?
She's got a microscope up to the door.
Yeah, right? I knew it wasn't pee because it was a dribble, 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 drabble. Oh, that's cum. Dribble, 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 dribble. That's the technical term.
Detective, yeah.
It wasn't
true detective.
It wasn't a running faucet. It was more like an eyedropper.
It was fast. Yeah. I don't really know what that even means. He came back and asked if he had just masturbated in my bathroom. He chuckled and said, no. So yes, he did. I freaked out only because this is weird, right? Usually if a guy doesn't finish, I'll help them out. However, but like sexually, if you're just going to masturbate, then why not just leave? I don't know. My friends and I thought it was weird and we're just like, what? Why? That's just a great example of like how girls like what? Why?
Yeah,
like,
that's so only, weird. That's the only so, talk they have.
What?
Why?
I want to know what y'all.
Isn't it weird? It's weird. It's
so weird. I want to know what y'all think and what you would have done if anything different. I would have rather him say something / ask for help finishing because that's hotter and could have led to more and better sex rather than just leave me for the bathroom. Okay, thanks. Love you all bunches. A confused one night stand host.
Well, I got to say.
Know any guys who would do this?
I mean, I know. Listen, we've all been in a I can't finish situation. We've all been in a finish too quick situation. Here's what I know about cum. Okay.
Detective.
The cum detective. This girl, the way she describes cum is part of the issue that he's having. She goes, oh, I knew it was a fast dribble, you know, fast. So I knew it was cum. Yeah, cum comes out of men in a way that we have no control. It's like a machine gun that we can't. It's like, you ever see those cartoons where the baby has the machine gun and the baby gets flown around, right? Or they have the hose. Okay. You know when they have the hose in cartoons and then the little and they're not heavy enough to hold down the hose.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about? And the guy's like flying around. It's like Roger Rabbit flying around with the hose. That's what it's like when we come. We don't know where it's going, how far it's going, how little it's going. So for him, this is more, I think, more due to not wanting to ruin your sheets than anything else. You're welcome. It was what you should be thanking him.
I'm confused. Like,
why?
Like he decided to come in the bathroom because
come, he didn't want to come all over the place.
Okay.
And also,
don't you just come in the condom?
Well, I think he couldn't get off at the end of the sex.
Okay.
And so he was like, the condom came off. He's sitting there being like, I still can go. He doesn't want to be from our last episode shoving a girl's head down there.
Okay.
Because so they've like, already,
the
blowjob might not happen. You know, when you have the condom on, a lot of guys are like, well, she's still going to want to blow me now that I have condom, you know, fucking schmegma all over my dick.
Okay.
So he's probably thinking, I'll just go to the bathroom. She got hers. I'm going to go get my cookies. I'll be in the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Okay.
And if she's going to give him a hand job in that situation, he's probably thinking, if I can't get off from sex, this girl, this rookie on the hand job
doesn't know what cum is.
Doesn't not going to be able to get me off.
Okay.
I'm trying to get into the, you know, I'm like a detective who thinks like the serial killer. This is me.
So you are the serial
thinking
killer.
Like the serial killer. I just think like it's less weird to me. To me, it's more he's trying to be nice to you more than he is, fuck this bitch, I'll go in the bathroom and get mine.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I feel like for her, she's just kind of like, oh, this guy just like didn't really care and like wanted to get off. And so he just like went to my bathroom and finished.
It was twofold. He didn't know how to say to you, okay, time to finish me, which is a tough one to say. Two, cum is like popping a water balloon. You don't know where that shit's going to go.
Right.
It goes, you know, all of a sudden you wake up and you're like slipping on the hardwood floor.
He did it for your sheets.
He did it for your sheets because this happens all the time with like when girls go down on you and then they like, you come and then like midway come, they'll just like pull up and then they're like on run to the bathroom, like spit, which is fine. That's your prerogative. But then you're like, oh no, I've gotten cum. Now it's everywhere. I got to get a mop out, bring in the janitor.
Okay.
Does this make sense?
Right. I guess. Yeah. I guess we don't think about where the cum goes as much as you guys do.
Is this a red flag or a deal breaker for you?
I think it's a red flag if I'm like all else is going really well. I think I'd probably be like, hey, like, you know, next time I could help you out with that.
Mm.
If I was her, that's what I would say.
Yeah, I think she could have done a better job of having the communication
instead
afterwards.
Of just being like,
did you
what the fuck was that? What the fuck are you doing? Like, I don't know if that makes the guy feel comfortable.
Yeah, here's what makes you feel less comfortable putting one in the toilet. Did you just masturbate in the bathroom?
Right, like be cool.
Be a little bit more like empathetic to him.
Right. I think she maybe been like a little insulted almost that like or like maybe felt bad that she couldn't get him off. I feel like that probably was part of
it's never getting off is very rarely the female's fault.
Right, but I feel like girls think like, oh, it's not really a successful sexual encounter unless like I can get this guy to like come.
Yeah, I guess because, you know, the come news like you didn't think has I, been you didn't so think I, much about guys will come right. in any situation. Right. So that's a, you're like, oh, I guess I'm the only one that can't make this guy come, or even like though he didn't can
think
pop
I
one
could,
off.
Or he didn't think I could do it. Like I wasn't good
yeah.
at doing it. Like,
I don't think that. Having known that he referenced it in the beginning,
right.
then you fuck. And then he's like, okay, she knows that like sometimes I can't get off. This is how I do it. Like I've had situations where I fuck girls and then I'm like, afterwards, like we'll have sex and then she's like, I've been in a situation where a girl will be like, I just really need to get off. I'm like, I'm almost there. I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
And I'll be next to them, like making out while they, you know, okay. play with themselves and then fucking get off.
Right.
And I'm like, there's a moment of like, man, I'm just like, just kind of fucking.
Right. I couldn't feel like get, a little weird know, about not yeah, being able to get the job
now
done.
Now I'm the Sherpa.
Right.
You know, like now I'm just a makeout thing to get her over to the mountain. Right. Like I'm just like carrying bags.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even the fucking lead
You're the
hiker.
Aide.
Yeah. I'm right. an aide. So yeah. I do understand how she feels a little bit, but I also like give him like everyone's just trying to get off, you know, like,
right. Everyone's just doing the best they can.
Sure. And if he had come back and you were like, did you really have to masturbate in the toilet? Like, and then if she had said what you said, like,
right.
Hey, I would have helped
like,
you I'll, next time.
If you have that issue, just let me know and I'll like help you get it done.
I could have gone down on you.
Right.
And then he's probably going, oh fuck, I could have gotten a blowjob. Right?
Right.
For me, if a girl did this, it's not a red flag. It's not a deal breaker, but it would be like a red flag. I'd be like, hey, like, let me know what right. you want me to do next
exactly.
time. Let me fix
communicate
this. Let
a
me,
more,
you know,
yeah.
communicate a little more.
I'll help you out.
What would we call the move?
Think about the bathroom, I guess, or the
Houdini
the post.
The Houdini just secret. Disappears.
No one knows his tricks. Okay, yeah. All right. You're good at it. So
I
the last
the
one was the
clowning.
The clowning.
This is Houdini.
This is the Houdini. Okay. The new sexual encounter.
Let's Got do it. Another email.
Okay.
That's our sexual weird sexual encounter of the week. Send it in UUP@betches.com. UUP@betches.com.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, UUP listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering, you can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble. And it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select you up in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hi, Jared and Jordana. I love you guys. I've been listening to your podcast since the beginning. Started listening to J Train podcast, bought the book, I had a nice time and other lies, and I'm seeing Jared live in Philly at the end of June. This is a
super
real
fan.
This is a regular fan to me. Yeah. She's doing everything she should be doing. Okay.
Hats off.
Meaning the 27th and 29th, get the fuck to the punchline and fill it. Anyways, I'm a 26-year-old girl, super friendly and outgoing, and you could say it comes off as flirty. I typically hang out with my friends, guys or girls, on a one-on-one basis, and this often gets confused for dates. I often tell guys that I only want to be their friend, and I understand if they don't want to hang out anymore, then they say they understand and would like to continue as friends. So I continue, we go out, we keep our snap streak alive.
Wow.
You must be besties.
Maintaining friendship.
Through this, they continue to compliment me and attempt to pay for dinner or drinks. At that point, At this point, is it my responsibility to end the friendship, insist on paying for myself, and stop Snapchatting them? Or is specifically saying I'm only interested in friends enough, sincerely, not trying to lead anyone on? So it sounds like she's taking some of these meals.
Right. She's letting these guys take. But she says that she tells them that she just wants to be friends. Maybe these. Do you ever go out with like a female friend and feel the need to pay just because it's a woman, but don't expect anything? Or is that not something that happens?
No, that's not something that happens. No. I'd say throw your cards in.
Okay.
If it's a friend of mine, we're right. Splitting.
If it's full. Yeah. If it's a full friendship, I feel like.
It's the idea that like. She's playing too dumb for me.
You think she knows that they're...
She knows what the fuck is going on. Like, come on.
But these guys, if a girl told you she only wanted to be your friend, would you continue to take her out?
No, but some guys will say, oh, that's what she thinks now, but she doesn't know me yet. Okay. Wait till she knows me. I'm me. My mom says I'm handsome.
Right, but isn't that on him?
It's on him, but also two-way street.
Right.
She can't say, well, I can't believe this guy wants to hook up now. Well, if you're out at a dinner spot having fun with a guy who you met randomly.
Well, let's say she like does just want to be friends with this guy.
What does she need this friend for? That's like, what are you fucking, you got no friends? You have nobody that you want to hang out with?
She's got guy friends. She's got girlfriends.
Yeah, so go with the girlfriends and or the guy friends that you have established.
But you said you have female friends.
Yeah, and every one of my female friends, there's a why. Right. There's a why do they exist?
Okay.
If someone I was dating asked, who the fuck is this person? I could explain who they are in half a second. Comedian, we write on this thing together. Boom.
Okay.
Jordana, podcasts, Betches, we've been working together, you know, for years.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like these whys have been established. And
so if it's someone without the why can't be just because we like hanging out and I met them randomly and we...
Oh, we were getting drunk and like through a friend we met. That's how you meet your husband. Like that's not how you meet.
Right.
And you just have to shake the sex out of the system. Like it has to be shooken out.
So you think she's saying this to these guys, but she's also leading them on. What men do all the time.
Yeah. I think she likes getting a text from somebody.
She's doing the opposite of what men do. She's not.
Yeah. She's fucking.
Continuing to go out with them. And not right. She's not having sex with them.
The minute she goes out with these guys and they insist on paying, she should say, hey, you know that we're just friends, right? I'm not. If you take me out right now, I don't want to feel like this is a dating situation.
Right. I'm not interested in anything.
I'm not interested with you sexually.
Right. That's what she says.
No, but what she says is. I often have to tell guys that I only want to be their friends and I understand if they don't want to hang out anymore. At that point, you're not saying, hey, if you don't want to hang out, I get it. You're just a big fucking douchebag asshole.
You know, like, you think it's, okay, but then if the guy goes out of his way to ask her out again and pays for the thing, like he clearly
wants, like, likes her.
Right. So then, but she's saying like she's giving them the out to say like, you don't have to like I would just want to be friends. You don't have to. I kind of agree, though, that like, why do you need so many friends?
Yeah.
Like,
why do you want to go out with this guy?
Maybe if this was just like one guy, maybe some one guy you do meet and you're like, oh, like we have like a lot in common. I'm just not really sexually attracted to him, but like I would like hang out maybe like.
But here's the thing. Even let's think of it as just the same sex.
Okay.
If you met someone at a pregame.
Right.
A girl. And you guys talked, hung out, you had a good time. And then she got your number and she was like, let's do dinner next week. You'd be like, oh, I gotta go fuck. I don't even know this person.
Right.
You wouldn't want to go out with that
How
person.
How does anyone make a friend these days?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Friends happen over long periods of time. Friends happen over like constant interactions. Friends don't normally. That's why like people watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette. Nobody becomes friends quicker than Bachelorette contestants.
Well, they're spending a lot of time together.
Contestants. They are spending a lot of time together, but they also have something to gain out of each other.
Right.
They have, we share social media things and now right. every
My
time we see each
get
other.
A lot more likes when you're in them.
Sure.
Right.
So, let's think of what people have to gain out of these situations, you know? So I think friends take a long time, just like any relationship takes a long time. Like if a guy kept pressing me to fucking go hang out, I'd be like, I don't want to, right. I had this dude and you know, he's a comic and we're friendly. And then he's like, hey, let's do a movie next week. And I was like, I don't know, man.
Movie's actually a good activity for someone you don't know that well. Cause you don't have to talk to them.
Well, but also I don't want to go to a fucking movie. I want to go alone. I don't want to have to like leave. Right. Hey man, let's do like lunch next Tuesday. I don't want to do lunch.
Right.
I got I don't shit even know to you. Do. I don't right. even know you.
Yeah. I barely want to get lunch with my real friends.
Yeah. So like, let's, yeah, exactly. My real friends, right. Here's a real friend of mine. Someone I've canceled on 700 times and they still don't give a shit.
Right.
Those are my real friends.
They're doing that to you too.
You know, so like this girl, you know, why are they getting together with you? You're not that great. They're not that great.
Right.
You know, like, you know, no one needs yeah, the extra friend.
I kind of agree now that we're talking about it too. I feel like she should not accept a dinner or like a thing from someone.
Hey, you want to do dinner next week? Right. No, but I'll see you the next thing.
Right, cause you wouldn't let your friend just buy you dinner.
No.
That'd be fucking weird.
It's weird.
You'd be like, no, I'm going to pay for half. Cause like now like all the incentives are distorted and like I wouldn't let someone buy me dinner unless I was like somewhat interested in them, at least like not after that night that I told them that.
Sure. And what informs all of this is the fact that she references that the snap streak is kept alive.
I don't understand who. Maybe people like interacting with strangers more than I do, but I don't really get it.
It feels good to get something out of someone that you owe nothing to.
Right.
So she owes nothing. The snap streak is the easiest thing to keep up. And she knows if I keep up the snap streak, every time I open snap, look at that. There's something waiting for me. I am loved.
I've got this guy on the back burner who's really into me.
Totally. So. But also some people just want, some people are just enough over text and snap. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
There are some
people.
You don't
want to see them in person.
I don't want to see them in person, but I love getting a text from them. Like that's like, all I
like
need
who,
out of
your
them.
Mom?
My mom, my dad. No, I'm saying there's people out there that like a snap streak is really there. That's what they're there for.
Right.
For
it's not, that's not really nuanced conversation.
No. What are you taking a selfie of you being like, I'm so full.
Right.
And then he comes back with something else.
Are you still Snapchatting? People still Snapchat?
I'm on there.
Yeah.
I'm on there just because I, well, actually this comes out on the 20th. I have a show coming out on Snapchat.
Oh,
I should probably announce it. Huh?
Yeah, announce it.
June 23rd. I'll be on Snapchat.
Guys, check it out.
Go check it out. It's called How Low Will You Go?
If that's not
it's all about blowjobs. No, it's How Low Will You Go? It's going to be on Snapchat. So I need some of you to keep using it.
Yeah, you guys, check it out. Go it's on. So I'm going to get back on Snapchat just for that.
Yeah, that's the only reason to be on Snapchat is to watch.
Seriously.
I'm bringing back Snapchat. Papa JT, get on my back, Snapchat.
Get on it.
Let's do another
single-handedly. The stock is like, just like when Kylie said she was doesn't use it and plummeted. Now it's going back up.
Yeah, I'm bringing it back from
Jared
the Kardashians.
Creed. Yeah.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. I love, they also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider Jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting lee.com. That's lee.com to shop spring looks now.
All right, Jordana and Jared, love the podcast so much. It's my guilty pleasure. Shouldn't be that guilty.
Ooh, how about, yeah, how about you tell people about it?
Yeah.
Don't be so guilty.
How about you tell your fucking friends?
Yeah.
My boyfriend just met my parents for the first time.
Go say hi to my mom in Bloomingdale's.
Seriously. That's all. No, the love is real.
Yeah.
My boyfriend just met my parents for the first time this weekend. I've met his family multiple times. We have a great time together, and they're like my parents away from home since my family lives many states away. And based on his vibe the entire time and little comments throughout the weekend, I can tell he hates my parents.
Uh-oh.
He even said to me that he could never see our parents getting along, which freaks me out.
Even worse.
Because I see him as the one. Am I being paranoid that after this, his perspective of me is going to change or he'll want to end things? Or is this really not a huge deal? Please tell me what you guys think.
This isn't good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. But I mean, I'm also of the opinion, it depends on like how close she is to her parents.
This is exactly, yeah. This is like, this is interesting to me.
Right.
Like my family, my mom was really close with my dad's family.
Right.
Like, and over the course of time, I kind of watched my mom with her family. She was close with her family, but you could tell she was like those crazy animals.
Like, right.
My relationships here are, you know, different in a way. You know, you could tell there was a different connection to one side. Everyone's right. Got sometimes A and B grandparents.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone's got that. The problem.
Clearly you do for Jared's grandparents listening in.
You're more excited about one visiting than the other. Let's get real.
Right. I mean, that's true of like probably any family member.
Every family. Friend. Also friends.
Yeah.
One friend group a takes friend, go yeah. over the other friend
100%.
Group.
100%. If there's a choice, you know which one you're picking.
You know. You know who runs the wedding. You know, there's a friend group.
Take a back seat, B-Squad.
There you go.
Okay.
You guys are lucky to be here. You're the one. You're the leftovers that made it from my old group. What I'm saying to her, her email says nothing about what she thinks of her own family.
Right.
So that's a big deal. It sounds like he thinks that her family are crazy people and awful people.
Right.
He thinks that.
Yeah.
He puts it on his parents because he's like, no. He
right. Like my mom. I don't know if my mom would be.
Yeah. No, I hate them. They stink.
Right. Yeah.
That's what he's
Which
saying.
I think is fine. I think you can't really choose your family.
No, at all.
And it depends on like, are the people that you're close with in your life getting along with your significant other more than like, are these people who are just like randomly designated to be my family members?
Yeah. Does he respect this is the big issue. Does he respect this family, this girl enough to fake it for when she needs faking?
Right.
So like in this situation, if she looks at her family and she goes, I don't know what the fuck he doesn't like about it. You're never going to get together.
Right. Cause you guys aren't.
Someone needs to get to their family.
And there's clearly
sucks.
Some sort of, yeah. The person whose family sucks needs to be like, listen, like I know my mom is a lunatic. Yeah. Like, this isn't, because if you are not on that boat, then yeah, if you don't agree, then like that causes a lot of issues.
Sure, yes. You and you're going to be on the same page. You're going to be protecting right. this family.
It's like if you have a friend who's a fucking nut job and you won't say that. And the yes. they're just like, oh, there's Chuck, he's the best. He's like, Chuck's like a complete, like a lunatic.
Also, what's wrong like, with right. you for not seeing how a lunatic Chuck is?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like if you think yeah. this is good, then there's an issue between our value system that isn't aligning.
Totally. So her looking at her family and being like, how could he not like these people? These are the people I love. You can love your family and also know that they're not everyone's cup of tea.
Right.
We also know which families are fun and great and are ready to take in another.
Right.
Those both exist. It's the self-realization where you're like, oh, you know, these people are fucked up.
These family members?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think this can work unless she or he.
You have to be on the same page, and the person who has the worst family, the other person kind of has to just like eat shit for a little bit.
And yeah.
And like pretend to like them.
What worries me is him going, well, I don't think they get along. It makes me feel like she doesn't get that her family stinks.
Right.
it's so harsh.
Yeah, because it's like in the if her family actually sucks, the obligation on her part is to be like, yeah, like my family, we have a lot of issues.
Sure.
Like, but they're my family, and like, you know, there's this good stuff about them, but there's also this bad stuff about them, and then he can be like comforted by that.
Yes.
Right.
Because
and latch on to the positive shit that you see.
And you know, relationships are made stronger by talking shit.
100%.
So you literally, if you can say, here are the pros and cons of my family, and some of the cons are crazy, but this is what I deal with. You can then have this guy with you that now feels comfortable being honest with you, being like, I can't believe Uncle Blank is that type of crazy fucker.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I've always thought the best couples have one friend couple that's worse than them.
Right, that they can feel better about themselves.
Exactly.
Right,
I can always talk shit about that one couple. This is kind of the same for families. And if one of you doesn't see, if you guys can't admit to the realities of these dynamics, then it'll never fucking work.
Right.
I don't know. I've met.
It sounds like she's very concerned with this relationship. So
have you met a family that you're ever been like, ugh, I'm gonna have to deal with these animals?
I've had a boyfriend with like a very weird, he was very close to his mom, which was very weird. Like he was like the oldest of several children, and he like, she had like a weird fixation with him, and he didn't think it was weird, and that was weirder for me than the fact that
it's weird is you can't just be like that. Then you get in a position where you go to a holiday and you can't be like, how about your mom being like the fucking
right,
kissing you on the lips.
Then they're all like,
he's like, "What? What are you talking about? We all kiss on the lips."
Yeah, it's how abnormal.
How come she only does you and not the other brothers?
That's what I'm saying. That's the issue.
Yeah,
more so like, why do you want to go on vacation alone with your mom? That's like more of the issue than the fact that they like that the family's weird again. Like,
yeah,
it's like if someone has like a dad who's an alcoholic, I'm not gonna judge them for that.
Yeah,
if they have a dad that's an alcoholic and they're like, oh, dad's just like having like a good time,
sure,
like whatever, like that's more of the issue.
I had a family wedding a couple weeks ago. Two aunts didn't show up. It was for a cousin that I see every so often. If I was to bring someone to that wedding, I'd be like, here's the fucking deal. I'd be like, that person's nuts. That person doesn't like that person. This person doesn't like that person. This person didn't show up because of that.
You gotta be real.
I'd put it on the table and I would be like, yeah, that's the family. That's the dynamic. We all have our issues. I love that person for that reason. I hate that person for that reason. Here's the reason these two aren't speaking. Boom. We can
keep up.
Now get the fuck in here and jump into this fucking shit pile.
Right.
You know, and it's like, and then at that point, it becomes fun for you guys to ride the roller coaster together.
Right, because no one's having to pretend like everyone that they have like the perfect situation, which is, that's I think the worst thing you could do when you bring someone home to your family and you're pretending like you have like a great perfect situation going on, because no one really has that, and that's not really interesting too.
I had an aunt accuse my mom of pushing the bride's mom out of the way to get to the photo booth.
Did she? probably.
I don't know. I mean, that's a crazy accusation.
That she pushed her?
Yeah, she pushed an old woman out of the way to get her black and whites. That's
those
what she
lines,
did.
Those lines get long. Was it a murmur? Yeah. Was it the one that makes your skin look very clear?
It's the black and white, like the strip of them where you do four in a row.
Oh, okay.
So my family and I, it was my mom, my dad, my brother and I, we all got in the photo booth together. We did our funny faces. And then we come out and my aunt's like, how could you push Meemaw out of the way? And we look over, she's got a cane and everything. It's like, yeah, that's what we did. We karate kicked her.
Out of my way, old lady.
Out of the way, you bag of bones. Like, what do you think happened here?
Right.
Do you think there was a misunderstanding, or do you think that we threw an old woman to the side? And if I had brought like a date to that wedding, if they were just like watching that and I didn't give them the play-by-play, if I didn't give them the roadmap of my family,
right?
Then they'd be like, this, what?
Yeah,
I can't even talk to Jared about this.
You have to call out the abnormal shit before someone else does. Like, my brother likes to spontaneously play the piano at all family functions.
Does he?
He does. He's actually pretty good, but like,
It's your brother. Right, that's the thing.
Right.
This is the other thing about like bringing people into your family. Is like no one sees your family as glowingly that you see it. So you're like, he's great.
He's hysterical. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, like my brother randomly bursts into song and piano playing as if he's Billy Joel.
Yeah.
You just got to get into it. Maybe it's a little weird. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of weird, but like, it's funny.
My dad once gave me this advice, and it was kind of weird advice because you're like, now you start relating it to my dad and my mom. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was interesting advice that I kind of take with me now. And this is about family and dating. I don't know if it's on topic, but I think it feels like the right moment.
Yeah,
he would always say, it's not your family. It's the people you bring into the family that start the fights. It's not you. Okay. It's the person in your ear going, you're getting fucked. That's going to fuck you up with your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad.
What do you mean?
Because you're in your family dynamic and you understand the dynamic. You know the times to push ahead. You know the times to be like, this isn't the battle I want to fight. And that's from years of growing up together. You have sisters that you're
born into it.
Born into it. You know, that's the thing I'm not going to touch. That's the thing I'm going to touch.
Right.
You know, with certain hot topic issues. The person that you're dating comes in out of nowhere, clear head. They don't have a whole 30 years of experience with these people to know. So they're looking at
They don't know, like, they should avoid your crazy uncle.
They don't know that your crazy uncle says things this way for 20 years.
Right.
And you just know it's not worth the fight. So they look at you and go, how could you let that person speak to you that way? And you, with your own ego and your own all this, you go, you're right. I shouldn't be spoken to that way. Fuck that uncle. You know, in reality, you've let this go, not because you don't, you know, you don't care about your own self-worth, or you just know the dynamic of the family.
Who is speaking to you badly in your family? I will kill them.
That these things are only ignited by the others.
By an outside. But sometimes that's a good thing.
Sometimes it's a good thing.
Oh, like, maybe you shouldn't pick up all of your mom's calls every day.
Well, then your boyfriend starts going, mom, you got to stop calling me. And then she'll go, Who told you to say that? Well, no, this is something I come to on my own. No, well, who the fuck would say something about me? You don't want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Now he doesn't speak to his mom for a month because of the others. Well, it's always the others pushing you.
Maybe sometimes the others have a point.
They have a point. But this is the dynamic that we're floating in. Like, the guy you're seeing that deals with his mom that calls too much, he's just like, I know this is a fight I don't want to make right now.
Right.
And you're walking in being
he's been dealing with his mom forever.
Forever.
You're like, no, we're going to fix this right up.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, what are you talking about? I wouldn't let my mom speak to me that way. And then you're like, yeah, but you don't have...
Right, you don't have the repercussions that you don't know the whole deep-seated...
Totally.
Right.
So, like, you know, back to this email where the girl's like, well, what is it a bad thing? It's a bad thing if
he don't have any self-awareness.
Self-awareness, and he can't respect the fences that have already been put up. You can tear down a couple fences, but you ain't going to tear them all down.
Right.
There's some family members that you deal with in a certain way because you know... That's what love is giving people, you know, accepting people for their faults and them accepting yours and knowing when to push the limits.
And you got to have some sense of your situation. So If he doesn't like them, like, why doesn't he like them?
Yeah.
What does that say about, like, values that, what values does he not agree with? Do you agree with those values? Is it actually an issue for the two of you? Or is it more of a, is it about, like, a specific circumstance or thing that's said? And how does that actually affect what the two of you have?
I mean, I've been in relationships where I was with one girl and she said something, like, about my family and friends in a way that I was like, this will never work. And, like,
what'd you say?
It was more like, it was, I don't like when people are unredeemable to people.
Okay.
Like when people give no, talk about people with no redemption. So it's like, her thing was just saying that they're that way and that's how you people are. And I was like, well, that never is going to happen.
Okay.
And I just was like, and that was part of the decision to like end it.
Because she didn't
Because
get it.
I think you just need to like,
what was
it? It was like, It's tough to explain. It was like, it was just like, that's how, you know, you people act. I could never act that way. Okay. And I was like, okay, that's a pretty
right. Bold
thing. Also no redemption.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you people no, can't like, get better.
Or understanding of why.
Empathy for the other side, or that maybe you've acted that way sometimes and everyone's a little bit, you know, off. So there are those instances where family stuff can be like, yeah, this is someone that could never fit into my life and doesn't want to.
Right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Play some games.
Okay. Speaking of weird families, red flag or deal breaker, the family goes to Disney World every year on their family vacation and you are coming with them.
It's a deal breaker for me.
You're out.
I'm out on anybody that does everything every year.
You're not into annual traditions.
I'm into
they have Thanksgiving. Fuck you guys. I don't do things okay, every year.
Let me backtrack this. I love Thanksgiving. That's the best holiday.
It's every year. Did you know that?
The best holiday of the year. There's no better holiday than Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Every year. I'm fine with that annual year. Okay. Because there's no gifts. That's the best holiday. Okay. Thanksgiving is about giving, but it's actually the most selfish holiday if you think about it. Okay. So Thanksgiving.
More on that. More on that later.
So I like annual, hey, we do a vacation every year.
Okay.
But if I'm locked into Disney every year, this is a family that doesn't understand, that is afraid of change and being different.
What if they're going to Bora Bora every year?
I don't want to go to Bora Bora every year. I don't want to do that fucking flight. I'm just saying, let's change it up. What about Hawaii? If you can go to Bora Bora every year, you can go to Hawaii.
This is our family tradition. Every year we go to Disney and you better be there.
I'm so fucking out. Another lesson from my family. You can never repeat.
Repeat anything, what?
Anything. You have a fun trip. It can never be as, if you have a fun memory.
Like tradition?
Tradition is to go on a trip. Let's go different places every year. Let's create a new experience.
You
have
a restaurant that you guys like to go to?
Yeah, but I'm saying you can never repeat a good experience. If you have an experience where it's like, remember, we went on that vacation and this was fun, that person was fun.
You're talking to your future kids. This is over. This is it's never happening again.
But I'm just saying this is a better way to go through life. You can never... Okay. There are beautiful moments in your life that anytime you try to reenact those moments, you're always left wanting more.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm fine with the... I mean, I would prefer it wasn't Disney if it was like Aruba. I'd be like...
Every year in Aruba. Well, no, this is Disney. This is just Disney. His family.
I can go away on my... It's just Disney, yeah.
You're on the teacups.
I don't really want to go to Disney every year.
You go to the Harry Potter world. You gotta act like that you're surprised.
Disney might be a deal breaker.
A lot of walking.
Even if I can't opt out of that. But a different... I don't mind the same place. If we're going to Mexico every year, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Disney, Disney's out. If it's Mexico, Disney's Aruba, you know, I'd do that.
Even though it's every year.
I don't like the idea. The Disney thing, the reason the Disney thing to me...
It's creepy.
...is bad, is because not creepy as much as bad, is because they're trying to reenact an experience. They're not trying to have just a fun vacation. They're going, well, we got to do the Mickey thing again because we always get a picture with Mickey. And then we always got to get a picture on the teacups and we always got to do the character lunch. And you're like, oh... This is now work.
Right.
You know, you go to Aruba every year, it's like, we go to the beach, we get tan, and you do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, there's not like a fucking scheduled corporate retreat going on.
Disney means Epcot.
Character breakfast.
Character breakfast. Small world. You know, meet the princess.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Oh my God. I don't want to be on your Disney vacation.
That's tough, yeah.
Grow up. Okay,
I'm out.
Their idol is Kim Kardashian.
Okay, I mean, I'm keeping that for both men and women.
Okay, their idol's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. Her idol's Kim Kardashian.
Red flag or deal breaker, what do you think? Guy's His idol. Guy's Kim like, listen. Well, let's see, for the girl version, he works in marketing, and he continually, he often refers to Kim as a genius. Let's change it to that.
Okay.
The person you're dating works in marketing and can't, anytime genius comes up, they have to bring up Kim Kardashian.
And they love everything she's doing.
Everything. They're like, this girl gets it. She understands the Instagram game, the social media game. This girl is a genius of marketing every time.
But they're also a personal fan.
This is why they're a fan.
Okay.
Is they are just like, hey, that's a great businesswoman.
Businesswoman aspect.
But this is they bring it up every brunch, every group dinner, every party. Kim is brought up as the beacon of entrepreneurial activity. Now I'm changing this one.
It might be a deal breaker.
Hey guys, toast, and also as my inspiration, Kim K would say, it's lit.
I think it would get annoying. I also don't think that Kim is the mastermind behind her entrepreneurial
ventures. This is a part of it. Yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, Chris.
She's just the face.
Yeah. She's just
Big Chris the girl Jenner who got fucked. That's a different story.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're going, no, Kim is the reason.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what about Chris? No, Chris wouldn't it's have anything about Kim.
So you're out as well.
Yeah, I'm out. That's a level of delusion.
Right.
You can't admit that Kris Kardashian is the reason the Kardashians are successful.
I feel like if you actually think that they're like, there's like a substantive, like,
you think there's something
quality
behind it?
Thing there going on.
Do you think
on.
They just got lucky or do you think that they're actually geniuses?
I think someone like Kris is pretty smart.
Yeah.
Someone's
she's shrewd. I would call her shrewd.
Yeah. I would say she's got like, maybe like evil genius kind of things going on. There's not really like a I think it could have been any other family that she had. Could have been anyone else.
You think Chrisley knows best family? If Chris is involved.
Yeah.
They're not just Chrisley.
With the right circumstances and the right moves. Yeah. I don't think the family is anything in particular.
A lot of this is timing though. Like they came along at the right place, time.
Right time, right family.
Like Nicole Richie is sitting there being like, fuck.
Right. Could have been Paris. Could have been the Hilton family.
Paris still trying.
Yeah.
But she didn't have Chris. So you'd say if Paris had Chris,
exactly.
Do you think Paris would be in the 100%. Driver's seat?
Probably more famous.
Interesting.
I think.
What do you think is the hottest Kardashian?
I like Kendall.
Kendall?
Kendall's like very pretty, I think, in like probably a semi-natural way.
Who's the one? Is that the one that's like the rocker one?
She's the model.
She's the model. Who's the one? Who's the most famous one?
Kim.
It goes famous. It goes Kim, Courtney, Kim.
I feel like it's Kim, Kylie. Kim, then Kylie.
Oh, Kylie and Kendall. Those are the two youngest
yes,
ones.
Yes. I feel like it's Kim, then Kylie, then Kendall. Maybe Kim, then Kylie.
Courtney?
Then Courtney.
Which one's Chloe, Tristan Thompson?
That's Chloe.
Chloe's up there. People love Chloe.
She's got a lot more people. She got a lot more fans.
Chloe's beloved.
She is.
In a way that I think that Kendall is not.
She's more relatable. Chloe seems like human. Weight. Yeah.
That's the only
thing. She used to be kind of bigger. Sure, all of her boyfriends are just like terrible. She's just like
you don't think she has anything.
There's something
to do with
more likable about Chloe. She like
people love
she had
Chloe,
to struggle a tiny bit more sure. than the rest of them.
What about just Rob? What does Rob rank?
Fucking Rob.
Rob makes me sad every day. Rob, think about how hard his life is.
Because he could have had it all.
He could have had it all, but also like this guy gained weight in real time, IRL.
Yeah.
Like we watched,
but also
and
like
now he can't even eat in public.
That sucks. But also like, come on, Rob, you have so much money. Like figure out how to lose the weight. Figure
it out. Get a chef.
Yeah. I get you're like kind of depressed. Get yourself to it there.
If I had $1 billion,
all the resources.
Yeah. If I had $1 billion, I would have a chef.
Yeah.
And I would never eat anywhere but the chef.
That's what I'm saying. And they would just make you amazing food that was just also extremely nutritious.
Here's the calorie amount I have per day. You make it work.
So I'm saying Rob can fix this.
Man. I used to feel bad for my donut anymore. Let's do one more.
There you go. Okay. They used to be a stripper to help pay for college.
Red flag.
You're fine with it.
I'm fine with it. She's Jewish.
She's a Jewish stripper. She works at a kosher strip club.
A unicorn.
The food is a little overpriced.
She used to work as a stripper. She went under the name Mazel.
Yes, she's Jewish.
And now, coming to the stage, she's got the biggest, she's got the most kosher tits in the biz. Yenta!
Is that how they announce the strippers?
Yeah, that's how they do it.
I haven't been to a strip club in a very long time. But
and then they like the music starts.
Right. And they play the dreidel song.
Yeah, yeah, dreidel, dreidel, yeah. Dreidel. She's been keeping kosher until just now.
Bad girl.
She doesn't even go home for Yom Kippur. She's bad, but she's going to be good tonight.
Oh my
she's
God.
Got four questions. Give it up for Yenta. You know,
love it. That was great.
Right?
That was great. I love that.
What? Are you doing it? I red flag because, like, listen, she paid for college. No debt. I'd take debtless... No college debt stripper, former stripper, over debt-riddled no stripper.
All right. Fair enough. Red flag. Male stripper.
Red flag.
Paid his way through college. Probably got a great body.
Great body. Knows how to dance.
Knows how to dance. Very ambitious-ish.
Let's say he's a doctor. Like, are you throwing
no,
out
it's
former
like
stripper?
Channing Tatum was a stripper.
That's what I'm saying.
In real life, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. I have a buddy that was a stripper and and the stories he tells.
Would you rather date a former someone who put themselves through school with stripping or a trust fund baby?
Trust fund baby.
Let's be realistic here.
Stripper, yeah, she doesn't have debt, but trust fund baby, beach house. So,
Fair enough,
are you doing, right?
Yeah, obviously.
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 Well, that's
although it'd be nice to have a mix of the, you know, the grit. And the
yeah, you want the grit, you want, but also
the beach house.
I love the Hamptons.
Same,
so
yeah, exactly.
I love grit.
I feel that.
Right.
Right. At the end of the day, you know, I don't want to pay my own kids college tuition. So.
Also, there's something fun about being the poor person at the trust fund
home.
You get to look at everything like, whoa, they love watching you experience this through their eyes.
Right. That's why they have all that shit.
Yeah. For you to go, so lure you in. Like, right. You know, this is crazy. And they're like, no, this is lunch. We have lobster
right.
every
this
day.
This is just how we live.
Yeah.
This is just how we live.
There's a movie coming out, I think, on this subject, Crazy Rich Asians. I got a buddy in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I heard the book was very popular. I haven't read it.
Ronnie Chang is in it, who's a comic. He's on The Daily. He's great. But that I saw the preview. I was like, that's the life I want. To lead. I want to be what? You got a plane?
Hear that, trust fund babies?
at Jared Fried on Instagram.
Invite him to your pool house. Yeah,
I'm ready to swim.
Bring your chef.
This has been a great episode, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, that was awesome.
You got anything going on? What do we got?
No, not that I can think
the
of.
Book?
The book, I Had a Nice Time in Other Lies. Get it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. It's more high quality dating advice you should check out. We're going to have a couple more podcasts. We have Everyone's Gay coming out. We have the sub podcast Diet Starts Tomorrow. Check them all out. Jared.
I got some dates. Jaredfried.com. My website should be out.
Oh,
by
you
now.
Have a, you a website.
I have a new website.
Wow.
Jaredfried.com with all my dates. Philly, the 27th, 29th of Punchline. I'm coming to Charleston, South Carolina, Uptown Social. We're doing a special one night only event. Atlanta, Laughing Skull Lounge. And that's all for now. That's what I'll say.
Yes. Find him there. He is very funny. Great stand up.
Thank you. Thank you.
I always enjoy it.
Always a good time.
All right. We'll see
you. This is great.
Amazing. We'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part one of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.